On 4ZZZ Friday Neon, you just heard Prince, and that's the track that, for me, I guess it's like, remember my early days, my youth, back in the 20s, and Diamonds and Pearls. Now, with only one day to go to the end of 2016, and those in the media and fans of entertainers are holding their breath to see who else in the world, in the entertainment industry, will be in the long and sad list of icons who have left us. And the last 2 days have been very sad to see the passing, both mother and daughter, Debbie Reynolds and Carrie Fisher, respectively, but also at the beginning of 2016, like the likes of David Bowie and Prince, and other music, film, TV authors, and other industry icons who have brought us joy through the decades. And Professor Jason Bainbridge, Chair of Media Studies at Swinburne University of Technology, joins us on the line at 4ZZZ this morning. And the last time we spoke, we were discussing the new concept of May the 4th. But Star Wars and its fans now have a very heavy heart regarding Carrie Fisher. And we'd like to welcome Jason Bainbridge to 4ZZZ. Good morning, Jason.
Morning, Quentin. How are you?
Not too bad. It's a mixed emotion for Star Wars fans this year because three actors have passed away from the original, well, I guess original Star Wars.
Yeah, look, it has been a very hard year. I mean, I think particularly, obviously, the recent news with Carrie Fisher and Debbie Reynolds only a day apart, I think, is incredibly sad and sort of brings into relief how tough this year has been in terms of celebrity losses. And I think, you know, listening to your introduction then, that's exactly true. They've come from all walks of life. We've seen authors, musicians, actors, presenters pass away. And I think the unusual thing this year is that there are a lot of big names on that list, and it'll be hard to find people who weren't affected by at least one of those losses. And obviously the Star Wars community losing Carrie Fisher towards the end of the year, particularly given the significance of Rogue One, without any spoilers, it's very hard, I think. Very hard indeed.
Mm. And I mentioned Kenny Baker also passed away, who's R2-D2, and the voice who did the Admiral, who said, "It's a trap," also passed away this year.
That's
too.
That's right, yes, yes.
What is it then that like, okay, there are so many deaths every day. What is it about 2016 that we are fascinated on the celebrities? And like, we have also been up in arms in what is happening in the Middle East, because that's been a horrible situation, what's going on over there too. But this is sort of like a compartment, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think what we're seeing at the moment is a terrible amount of loss. And I think what's happening in the world doesn't really create a very hopeful situation. I mean, we've seen a lot of big decisions this year, however people feel about them, from Brexit to the election of Donald Trump to the ongoing war in Syria, that really leave us in a feeling or a state that the world is changing and perhaps not in the direction that we would have hoped. I mean, certainly one of the big turns this year has been away from those kind of narratives of globalization and even capitalism to a degree, which has sustained the world since the 80s. So there's a massive shift happening in that direction, in the political and cultural sphere. And then matched with that, a lot of nostalgic feelings we may have for a better time are being taken away at the same time with the loss of these celebrities. And 2016, by any measure, it has been a massive loss in that realm. And part of it is around time. That the idea of the modern celebrity really kicked in around the 60s. So in terms of decades going past, you'd expect to see more and more celebrities start to go around this time. It's also been a few statistical anomalies, so a few people that have gone a lot earlier than we would have thought, and that includes like actors like Alan Thicke. It includes musicians who traditionally sort of tend to die, Keith Richards apart, about 25 years younger than the norm. Mm. And then we're also seeing a lot of people passing away that sort of, you know, in their 80s and 90s as well. So even someone who didn't receive as much commentary in the press, Richard Adams, the author of Watership Down, passed away on Christmas Eve, and he was 92. So, I mean, all of those things are coming together, and I think the really perhaps alarming thing with 2016 is that this could be the new norm. We could be seeing a lot more celebrities passing in the next few years, simply because We're now, you know, moving almost 60 years out from when the new modern idea of celebrity came into effect. And traditionally, that was really marked with Elizabeth Taylor and the filming of Cleopatra, when the paparazzi, as we know them today, really came into effect around her affair with Richard Burton on the set, and that idea of the private life of celebrities kicked in a lot more. And it seems ironic when we talk about that period of time, of course, losing Debbie Reynolds, who was who had a great rivalry with Elizabeth Taylor for many years. Elizabeth Taylor taking her husband Eddie Fisher, the father of Carrie Fisher, away from her. You know, that seems ironic that we're talking about that moment when we're looking at this change in celebrity culture being marked in that way.
Now, Kirk Douglas turned 100. That's great news. He's almost there. He's getting through 2016.
That's right.
And I mean, that wasn't worldwide news. I thought it would be. You know, it was eclipsed by all the other deaths. Why is that?
Well, I think it's just the sheer volume. I mean, I know in the past couple of days, I think literally the 28th, 29th, I think, are birthdays for Stan Lee from Marvel Comics, Nichelle Nichols from Star Trek, Maggie Smith from the Harry Potter films, and a long and illustrious British stage and screen career before that. And I mean, they were commented on because they're all in their 80s in the case of those women, or in the 90s in the case of Stan Lee. And it almost is this kind of thing of, you know, if they can get to the end of 2016, it's going to be okay. But the greater problem seems to be that this will become the new norm as we start to move into the you know, late teen years of the 2000s, because of time as much as anything else. I mean, this is the way things happen. I mean, I think one of the strange things, talking to a few of my friends, and I shared a lot of your experiences, you know, growing up with those soundtracks of George Michael and Prince and David Bowie. I mean, we're not sort of told that as we get older. Of course, our cultural icons get older too, and we're going to see a lot of them going over this period in time. I think the BBC reported that they have a number of eulogies prepared for prominent celebrities, and they had a 30% increase this year in rolling those out because of the sheer number of high-profile deaths, and I think that's where it's going to change. The other big element with all of this, too, is social media, that when a celebrity passes away now, the reaction is viral and often communal. So, I mean, whereas before we may have read about the loss of Carrie Fisher and felt incredibly sad, now we can see online how other communities are reacting, how people are posting things on Instagram or tweeting about it. It's something which connects us to grief in a much larger way. And really the only way we had that previously would have been something like the funeral of Princess Diana, for example, where we could sort of connect through the television with a much larger audience. Now we can do that instantaneously. Mm-hmm. I found out about the death of Debbie Reynolds yesterday through Instagram, and I saw that immediate and enormous outpouring of grief, particularly coupled with the loss of Carrie Fisher the day before. So I think both the number of celebrity deaths are increasing, but also that magnitude of grief is increasing because it hits you all at once, that communal sense, and you can pay tribute in your own way. You have the tools to do that. So it's a very different grieving process too.
Is it macabre that we are fascinated with the death that has been playing on the conscience throughout the whole planet?
I don't know if it's macabre. I mean, I think there's always going to be a fascination with death. I think partly the context of 2016 with these massive changes around the world naturally makes us think back to happier times, and perhaps there's a bit of nostalgia in there. And I think that loss of those cultural touchstones like, you know, Princess Leah, like Prince, like George Michael, and I very much refer to, you know, them because they almost become fictional characters. They exist, you know, over and above their real people. I think the loss of them is incredibly hard because we're looking for that kind of nostalgic safety. And naturally, any death makes us reflect on our own mortality. And I think for a lot of people, celebrities have achieved that great thing of leaving a legacy, leaving something in the world that survives them. And I think for a lot of people, that makes them reflect on that too, of their own mortality and what they're leaving behind them. So I think that's probably the twin engines of where our interest in celebrity death comes from. One is nostalgic, and the other is also that greater reflection on our own mortality. And I think, look, as the year winds down, you typically tend to do that. You think about what you've achieved during the year, what you're going to do next year. You think about the way the world is. And I think that all of this just magnifies those feelings a lot more.
Okay, on the line, we've got Professor Jason Bainbridge from the Chair of Media Studies at Swinburne University of Technology. Jason, we'll come back in a moment and continue this conversation. We're talking about 2016, how it's pretty much affected the whole planet with everyone's had died, passed away. And we'll talk about more in a moment. We'll talk about Keith Richards as well, obviously, which is, he's just an amazing person. He's still here. We've got George Michael right now. It's from the Symphonica and Praying for Time on 4ZZZ Friday Neon.
Faces in the past, hand in hand with ignorance and legitimate excuses. The rich declare themselves poor, and most of us are not sure if we have too much, but we're taking our chance.